On this day, 23rd August 1921, RIC man's inquest. The city coroner, Dr. James Graham, JP, opened an inquest at the Mutter Hospital, Belfast, into the death of Constable Timothy Galvin, 27, on the 8th of July in Union Street 2 days previously. An RIC witness stated that the deceased had come from Hall Bowline, County Cork, to Glen Revelle Street Barracks. He was a very quiet, inoffensive young man. A civilian witness said that on 6th July, he had been speaking to deceased and Constable Conway at the corner of Union Street and Little Donegal Street. Suddenly, four or more men shouted to the two policemen, "Up with them," and several shots were fired. Fate of Sinn Féin clergyman decreed. The decision of the Presbyterian Church authorities in the case of the Reverend Dr. J.A.H. Irwin, minister of Kilkead, County Antrim, has been announced. It will be remembered that the keenest controversy was aroused in church circles and political quarters over the activities of the Reverend gentleman in America, where he delivered many addresses and accomplished a splendid service to the cause of Ireland by refuting the slanders spread by a deputation of Protestant clergy and politicians who crossed to the US in the latter part of 1919. The vendetta was carried on with the utmost vigor, even to the extent of making an effort to have him removed from the charge of his congregation. There has been a keen division of opinion among the members on the subject, a large body of his parishioners standing steadfastly by their minister. A Presbyterian Church Commission went down to Kilkead and held a thorough investigation. It included the moderator, Reverend Dr. Lowe, and Reverend J.B. Armour of Ballymoney, and concluded, "Dr. Irwin discharges the duties of the ministry at Kilkead with fidelity and efficiency. They strongly disapprove of his political activities in America. But inasmuch as he now recognises that these were injudicious, having regard to the feeling in the congregation, the commission would strongly appeal to minister and people to cultivate a spirit of forbearance and Christian charity and work together harmoniously." Eamon Phoenix editor's note, Constable Galvin, a native of County Limerick, was shot dead by the IRA on the eve of the truce. At the same time, Reverend James Irwin, 1874 to 1954, of Kilkead, who had accompanied President de Valera in the US in support of an Irish Republic in 1920, received only a mild rebuke from his church. An extensive farmer and popular pastor, Irwin lived in Donore House, a fine residence. He had recently been court-martialed and sentenced to 2 years imprisonment, only to be released suddenly. He was a lifelong friend of de Valera.